It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Ah, good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. What a beautiful day Mother Nature has thrown our way here as I look down at the beautiful historic Albia Square on this picture-perfect Saturday morning. Lots going on in the sports world. Buckle up because we're going to take a nice ride here this morning. We're going to talk some wrestling, some football, and with all that conversation that goes on with sports, particularly today, the topic of concussion and head injury, such a relevant topic. The game of football, with a lot of eyes and scrutiny on the game, and with lots of experts, including those outside the game, the doctors and the hospitals. You know, with the concern that is around the protection of our athletes, our children, and, you know, so that someday when they grow up to take care of us, that they have the brain capacity to do that. Really a topic of a lot of national interest is brain and the injuries that result from sports and athletics. And so today we're going to talk with Becca Carter from Monroe County Hospital, a therapist out there, a physical therapist, and we're going to talk about a really exciting yeah, you have to use the word exciting around concussions and brain injuries, but really an exciting opportunity for our local coaches, our local community and doctors to come out and be a part of really some new technology with telemedicine, kind of a little peek at what you might see in telemedicine. But the topic of brain injuries and concussion, really at a relevant time as we enter into the football season. And today, an exciting day, the Moms Club is having a pop can drive at the high school parking lot, and they're getting ready for football. The football players are getting ready for football. We just got done with our youth football camp, K through 8th graders, and lots of promise for the future was displayed on that football field the last 5 days. And what a lot of fun we had with the high school players becoming coaches. And it was a real joy to see some of the young men that will be playing on Friday night, that will be broadcasting on Friday night. And how about this? Friday Night Lights just 3 weeks away, folks. The ride is about to start, and the journey is about to begin, and lots of hope and promise. And we're going to talk with some of the football players towards the end of the hour about the pop can drive and about the upcoming season. Also, wrestling right here in the middle of summer. If you got the Des Moines Register last Sunday and you opened up the middle of that Des Moines Register, you would see the caricature of none other than Carter Isley, one of the top five rated nationally heavyweight wrestlers. And he would argue with you that there's not four better than him, and I could make that argument as well. I got Carter Isley, interview with Carter Isley. We're also going to have Dave Winger and Aiden Reeves. This will be a new name for some of you, but I promise you it will be a name that you will remember. Aiden Reeves, a incoming freshman, but him and Carter Isley went out to Fargo and wrestled in the Greco and freestyle wrestling at the Fargo Nationals. That is the elite of the elite, and both of them came back double All-Americans, and we're going to talk with their head coach as well. Dave Winger is going to be here along with Aiden. We're going to talk about the experience that was Fargo, the upcoming season, and, of course, this upcoming football season as we get ready. Lots to talk about here. You want to stay right here. You don't want to think about going anyplace. Get your cup of coffee, settle down, and we're going to sit back and relax on this busy Saturday morning here at the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Community First Credit Union is your destination for a low-rate auto loan. If you're paying more than 1.99% APR, bring your vehicle loan to us at CFirst. For a limited time only, refinance with us and we'll give you up to 1% APR off your current rate. Plus, get up to $100 cash for bringing your loan to CFirst. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by your local branch or go to c1stcu.com today. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Why do customers keep coming back to Pete Harkness Auto Group? Just ask Julie and Steve Baker of Sheraton.
I've already told my kids if they're looking for a new car to go see Steve at Pete Harkness. I mean, he's just a great guy. And you know how sometimes it's hard to buy a car when you get a car salesman. Kind of get that taken out of it, that whole equation of the car salesman. We were going to purchase or lease. We weren't sure. We don't put a lot of miles on a car, so we were kind of looking at doing a lease just because we knew we could stay under the mileage and it would be a lower payment. And there's several options of cars that we were kind of looking at in that SUV crossover bunch. Knows leases inside and out. So he was able to find us different leases, and the Enclave was the best. And we were going back and forth on different options to kind of keep our payment lower. And he was able to find different things. Like, we wanted to go with a cheaper wheel, and when he actually looked at a nicer, more expensive, shiny wheel, made the payment lower. You don't get that everywhere you go.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager at Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville. Better value, better quality, better service.
Agri Financial Services is proud to offer a new financial option with the lowest operating rate in the country. With an ag equity line of credit below 3% interest and a 10-year no annual renewal draw period. We also offer leasing on drain tile, grain bins, farm buildings, and new and used equipment. Traditional mortgage loans and FSA loans available too. See Chris Popson today at the Agri Financial Services building at 1520 South Clinton in Albia, or call him at 641-680-3223. At Agri Financial Services, we grow in good company.
The kids keep asking, what time do we go? This weekend is planned for excitement and family fun. You're going to South Fork Marina at Lake Rathbun. The campsite is reserved, and soon you'll be telling stories and playing games in the firelight. The pontoon rental is confirmed, and you know the kids will be diving in. You'll be squinting in the sunlight. You're looking forward to eating at Louie's Lakeside Barbecue Bistro, too. Everyone will have suntans and smiles. There's the plan. You make the reservations. Call 641-724-3212. South Fork Marina at Lake Rathbun.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, that old calendar just turned over, folks, and that means school's knocking on the door. Football is in the air, and so is bacon. You smell that? That's the smell of bacon getting prepared. As Bacon Town's coming your way next Saturday, along with Albia's Restoration Days. Moved Restoration Days up on the calendar, and it'll take place next week. For those of you interested in the annual Restoration Days 5K road race, it will be held Saturday morning with registration at 7 o'clock right here in front of the KIC studios down at the State Farm, Jim Chapman State Farm office. And there will be sign-up sheets. So they've been in the paper. They are at Summers Insurance on the north side of the Albia Square. Also, I believe there will be some sign-up sheets at the newspaper office. Or you can sign up that day, but obviously to assure yourself a T-shirt You need to make sure you get that registration form sent in early. But the race will start at 8 o'clock on that Saturday morning. We will broadcast live from the courthouse lawn, and hoping to have Coach Staten come and join us that Saturday morning to talk about their camp, because the high school football team will have concluded their first week of camp, and that really is the official kickoff of the football season. But more information on Bacontown. We're going to see if Joe Millage can catch us at the end of the hour and talk a little bit about Bacontown coming your way next Saturday. That was a big hit last year and lots of fun. But getting to the conversation of football, as a coach, as a broadcaster, and as a former player, one of the topics that has really come to the forefront and really grabbed hold of by the NFL is the topic of brain injuries and concussions. And we have Becca Carter here in the studio, a physical therapist here at the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. And Becca, first of all, congratulations. You know, the physical therapy department at the hospital is really all brand new. And it really exciting things going on there. A great team coming in. You know, in talking about football, you got to have a great team, great teamwork, and great teammates. And really, when you think about the new addition of the physical therapy department, really first-class group of team.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jason. We couldn't be more excited about the team that we put together out there. You know, highly qualified, experienced, a lot of great services. We have three different people for the physical therapy team right now, Steph Coughlin, Paige Bradley, and myself. And then we have Micah Davids. He's an occupational therapist. What's really exciting for a hospital that size is we have a full-time occupational therapist. He's there 5 days a week. You know, and you don't see that very often in a hospital our size. So really a great service to the community. And we have a speech therapist, too. So,
see, that's a full lineup. See, you go into a contest and you don't have all the right parts, it gets to be kind of a challenge to make sure you got everybody can do their part. But that's really the really uniqueness. Because we're of a small community, you'd think, well, okay, you know, let's go to the Band-Aid station. I remember hearing that when I was growing up here. And, you know, with all the awards that sit in the trophy case down the hallway, you know, our peers don't look at us as a Band-Aid. And when you go in the streets and you hear people in their comments about how they're taken care of out at the hospital, those comments are long gone. And then you have a first-class physical therapy department. It's really a great thing for our small community to have such a dynamic department.
You're part of that. It really is. Yeah, it's exciting. We really want to be a resource for the community. And when it comes to sports injuries and a wide variety of other injuries and conditions that we treat, we don't want people to think they have to leave Albia to get that world-class experience that we can offer.
Well, you know, talking about world-class experiences, you know, always looking, the hospital's always forward-looking, and I know your department the same way. You know, telemedicine's being a big part of what the future may look like. And as a physical therapist, that could be really beneficial for you, because you may have this new cutting-edge idea or concept, and you might be able to have a doctor in Zimbabwe that you guys can connect with that our community can have access to.
Absolutely. It is very exciting to think that, you know, we could have access to, like you said, a wide range of specialties, you know, to kind of be able to chime in what we're doing right here in Albia.
And they wonder, where is he going with this? And, you know, what is a sports show having a physical therapist in here? Well, you know, a physical therapist has been really important part of my athletic history, as well as most people who play athletics, because you can't avoid, when you're putting your body through the rigors of just a workout, let alone the competition, you can't avoid having to face and deal with certain injuries. One of those being the brain injuries that is so much at the forefront. And what's unique is that, and what I love about what the hospital's doing right now is, you know, really being forward thinking. And so when you talk about telemedicine, we're actually on Wednesday going to have the opportunity to witness maybe what that might look like in a video conference type of call with a doctor who's an expert on concussions and brain injuries.
Yes, that's right. We're going to have a live video conference this week with Dr. Mary Russell of the Mercy Medical Center. She's part of the Des Moines Department of Physical and Rehab Medicine. Dr. Russell's a board-certified physiatrist. Now, a lot of people haven't heard of the term physiatrist, but in my experience as a physical therapist, you cherish the opportunity to learn and work with a physiatrist because they're really the experts when it comes to mastering, like, neurology and rehab. They're kind of the bridge, you know, really, really experts in their field. And it says that she's had some extensive training in, like, neural rehab and traumatic brain injury. So what a great opportunity to really listen to an expert. The title of the course is Sports-Related Concussion and Mild Traumatic Brain Injury, How to Recognize, Diagnose, and Treat. And the conference is open to the public. It's free. You know, anyone can attend. It's out at the Monroe County Hospital Conference Room from 6 to 7 this Wednesday, August 5th. Seating is limited, so if you want to attend, we're asking that you contact Jan Starcevic. She's our education coordinator at the hospital. Her name or her number is 932-1706. So if you want to attend, we'd really encourage, you know, parents, coaches, just general community members, anyone that wants to learn a little bit more about concussions and kind of the medical side of why it's so important and why it's getting all this attention in the media.
And you know, I think we need to embrace the topic because, you know, it really has been a hidden thing. And I think people have dealt with the history of concussions and sometimes, you know, their bells have been rung and they're seeing stars. Oh, you know, you just shake it off, go over there and shake it off. And I know my experience here in the last 5 to 10 years, that's kind of really gone away. And in the high school level, the coaches are required. If you're going to be coaching at any level, certified as a coach in the state of Iowa, you have to go through concussion training. And
that's right.
I think it's really, really important. And we want to protect the games and the sports we're doing, along with the athletes.
That's right. I think that goes to show you that Iowa High School Athletic Union has made concussion training as a part, like you said, of any coaching certification. And it's not just football. You know, we think about football, we think about big hits, but really any athlete and just people in general could be subject to an injury or a fall or something that could lead to a concussion. What's different about concussion compared to other types of sports injuries that we're used to is, you know, we can do an MRI, we can do x-rays, we can do a lot of different things, you know, to pick up on those injuries. But with concussion, you know, the signs are a lot more subtle. They're not the type of things that you can do a test and rule out. You know, it's more about signs and symptoms. That's why it's so important for us as parents, coaches, community members, even teammates of different athletes to really know these signs and symptoms so that we can take care of one another and keep people safe. Because a brain injury is really, you know, nothing to mess around with. We want these people to go on and have successful lives and careers, and the research, so why it's getting to be so important is that they're seeing these athletes' brains are really a lot more sensitive than an adult brain even. And if they want to play football, you know, for years to come, you know, there's always the risk of repeat injury. So we have to be really careful.
And there's also this, there's these two tides that are pushing against each other or pulling away from each other. And that is that, you know, people, you know, are being constantly told, well, you don't want to go to the emergency room for just anything. You know, it shouldn't be where you see your doctor. And so, you know, people with high deductibles and with all the costs that's associated with it, sometimes they'll stay away trying to, oh, it doesn't look that bad. And so, no one wants the emergency room full of people who don't need to be in the emergency room.
Right.
Or filling up a doctor's office. But at the same token, that's why I think things like this are so important, that people, parents, coaches can see those signs and those symptoms and understand, you know, where those precautions should be so that they can properly get the athlete going the right direction.
Mm-hmm. What can be really tricky about it, too, is some of the signs and symptoms are the types of things that kids might just have for a lot of different reasons. For example, they might have a headache. Okay, a lot of people get headaches. You know, that's not necessarily that specific. They might have nausea. They might have dizziness, balance, double or blurry vision, sensitivity to light. Or they might just not feel like themselves. And there could be a lot of reasons for that. But especially when you know they've been involved in football or in a situation where they may have suffered a concussion, it's really sensitive. You have to be on top of it and monitor those people for a certain period of time and get a medical professional involved. Like you said, it used to be, they've, you know, got their bell rung or whatever. And we like to see those big hits. We're not trying to take those big hits, you know, away from the game or anything. We just have to make sure that if we see any of those signs and symptoms, that we do the right thing and pull kids out of the game. It used to be like if they were out without symptoms for 15 minutes, like, oh, they should be fine. But the really the advice now is if you suspect symptoms of a concussion or a head injury, like they're done for the day and they need to be seen by a medical professional. And there's actually most of the research indicates that you should have a very regimented, you know, return to play. It's not even the next day. I mean, a lot of times it can be up to a week and more depending on if the person is symptom free. And that's where physical therapists and physicians and other, you know, medical professionals should really get involved. And I've been an athlete. I understand, you know, no one wants to miss a game or sit out. I mean, it's hard to understand why it's important, but you know, it's for the safety of your brain.
It's a lot different than your twisted ankle.
Exactly.
You know, this is and the really good part about it is that the medical profession has really been behind trying to encourage coaches and athletes to pay more attention to it. But it's really at the highest levels at the NFL. You know, the NFL probably is big of anybody to take on the issue of concussions. And a guy that loves the sport of football is learning, you know, how to diagnose these things earlier, mm-hmm. how to deal with them, and then how to not only deal with a concussion, but what are the things that we can do to prevent them from happening? And you look at the game of rugby, mm-hmm. and there's no helmets, no equipment, and they have fewer concussions. And yet there's still tackling involved. And so the sports, individual sports and coaches can learn how to avoid by prevention, by teaching proper technique and those type of and the training to avoid those circumstances. We're not dealing with concussions, period. Let alone we can diagnose them or don't diagnose them.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had the opportunity to attend a sports medicine symposium the last several years in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And as you head north, there tends to be a lot more hockey than we have down here. But the concussion conversation, so to say, is alive and well in the sport of hockey as it is in football. And it's interesting to listen in on some of those conversations and get some perspectives from physicians from, say, Mayo Clinic, you know, around the country, really nationally known orthopedic surgeons, things like that. And they're saying, and just so you know, like, it's great to have a very well-designed helmet, but the best state-of-the-art helmet in the world isn't going to prevent a concussion. I mean, actually, the design of helmets is to protect your skull,
right?
That's to limit concussions.
And I think that's some of the things that have happened to hockey and football is that there's this false sense of protection around the helmet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, I'm worried about the skull being cracked,
right.
but the concussion is the rapid movement in opposite direction of the brain inside the skull, which
right.
is a pretty solid protective device.
Exactly. I mean, they're working all the time to make helmets, you know, more comfortable and more breathable, more lightweight, you know, and maintain the safety of protecting, you know, the skull. But it's interesting. Most people don't understand that concept that, you know, even with the great helmet, you know, it's more about like heads up is kind of the term they use. And I'm not the expert in all the football terminology.
Impressing us this morning. Scotty's ready to put the uniform on and go. Scotty's going to be there Wednesday night. He will be our tackling dummy. No, it's going to be it's going to be a really important conversation, and I really think that it's a great opportunity for our local coaches, our parents, and other medical professionals to come out and be a part of this, so that we have a better understanding. And if we can get this at the grassroots level and deal with it on a local level, and have the information on a local level, then this can spread, and we can really, you know, we care about our kids here. And that's really, you know, I know how much you guys care about your department, but I know the thing you care about most is making sure people in our community and our patients are taken care of at a first class level.
Exactly. And even though the topic here is sports and sports injuries, I just want the community and our listeners to know exactly that. You know, we treat a wide variety of conditions and injuries. And I have a little saying that sometimes I tell people, you know, we're all athletes. It's just that for some of us, the game is just everyday life. So
yeah, sometimes like this morning, getting out of bed was a great obstacle. Again, why don't you run by everyone so that they know? And of course, if you're a coach and you coach softball, baseball, basketball, youth sports, as a guy that has championed youth sports in our community in Southern Iowa, I will tell you this would be a really great opportunity to come and be a part of this, and I think it'll set you out as a coach.
Yes, so it's Wednesday night, August 5th, from 6 to 7 p.m. The presentation is called Sports-Related Concussion and Mild Traumatic Brain Injury, How to Diagnose, Recognize, and Treat. It's a live video conference with Dr. Mary Russell of Mercy Medical Center. It's free to the public. You just have to give Jan Starcevic, our education coordinator at the hospital, a call. Her number is 932-1706. Like I said, it's free, but seating is limited, so we want to make sure we can accommodate as many people as possible.
Well, Becca Carter, thank you very much for stopping by. One of the new teammates at the physical therapy department at the Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. And, you know, it's a timely conversation. I'm really glad that this is, you know, being put on by the hospital at such an important time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, have a blessed day. Hey, we're gonna take a time out. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk to Coach Dave Wenger is in the house. And it looks like he brought some athletes with him. When we come back, we're talking wrestling. Big time wrestling right here on your Sports Leader KIC. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Considering a move? Now is the perfect time to buy or refinance a new home. And Community First Credit Union is where you'll find big savings. For a limited time only, CFirst is offering free appraisals on any primary home mortgage loans. That's a value of up to $400. We're ready to help you get pre-approved today by applying online at c1stcu.com or visit one of our 16 locations. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Dewey Motor Company in Albia is in need of your trade-ins.
That's right. Dewey Motor Company is paying top dollar for your trade-ins. Now's the perfect time to trade in your vehicle and get into a new one.
Plus, all new vehicles are tagged with the lowest price possible.
If you're thinking about a new vehicle and want to snag the best deal around, save some cold, hard cash and get the best trade-in for yours, get to Dewey Motor Company in Albia, your local Chevy and Buick dealer one block south of the Albia Square. Visit DUEAMotor.com.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960, and they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion England, and many, many more.
Vaughn's RV was started over 15 years ago as a company that only did service work. Since then, we've expanded multiple times and now offer a full-service paint and body shop in addition to selling new and used RVs. We have worked on almost every brand, so we have the experience to help you make your decision when it comes to your repair needs or purchasing a new or used RV from Vaughn's. See our new location just west of Indianola on Highway 92. Talk to the guys that live the lifestyle and join the Vaughn's family. Vaughn's RV, where we make campers happy.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Boy, got a nice surprise here this morning. Holy cannoli. Coach Dave Wenger with an assist. Dave in the office here. Brought in some cannolis via our neighbors over here. And Seuss Bake Shop across the way brought these over. So, yeah, man, these look good. Coach, you're going to have to get the mic on, buddy.
Yeah, they do look good. I wasn't gonna bring them in here, but I thought I might get in trouble for that. You'd probably chase me down for those, wouldn't you?
I think it wouldn't be much of a chase, but you know, I've seen you run, Coach. But the way you were holding on to those, it looked like Carter Isley in one of his bear hugs. He was about ready to make a takedown, and I don't know. I think Aiden, I've got Aiden Reeves in here, and we're going to talk with Carter here in a few minutes. I talked with him earlier this week. He's I think, kayaking today or floating down a river with his daddy, so he's not able to make it in this morning. But I think that they'd like this to be a staple of your – I'm sure this is a part of your diet, these cannolis.
Yeah, we got to get rid of that healthy stuff on the top there. You know, the cherries have to go, but the chocolate and the whipped cream look pretty good. So wrestlers don't turn stuff like that down. So,
well, you know, to me, that's one of the toughest parts about being a wrestler. Besides putting the singlet on, you know, first of all, you know, a guy that's willing to put stretchy pants on with no legs, you know, that's takes a lot of guts. To get out in the middle of a ring where it's you and the other guy and nobody else to give an excuse to, that takes lots of guts. Then to avoid all the sweets that go along with making those extra rolls inside that singlet appear, you got to stay away from that stuff. I mean, the work that it takes to be an athlete, just to compete. And then you got Aiden Reeves sitting next to you, and this is a name that's going to be new to some, but it will become a familiar name with many. To compete at that super high level, a place like Fargo, holy cow, buddy! It's a testament of great will and character.
Yeah, it is, and you know it's been a goal on for our program for a long time, and we've just really never been able to put it together. You know, taking some guys up to Fargo, and if you got to read the paper last week, Dave put a great article in the paper, and so did the Otomo Courier, and you know it's a big deal. It's the biggest tournament in the country all year long, and it just happens to fall in the middle of the summer. So when a lot of people don't think about wrestling traditionally, it really is a big tournament. And these guys sucked my data dry on my phone because I was so excited for them and following along from afar. And it's kind of hard not to be engaged with the guys, you know, when they're wrestling. But I was able to follow along, and with every match that they wrestled, it just felt like February. So it got my juices flowing for sure.
Well, last Friday, you sent me a text, and give me the exciting news. I wanted to break it that week, but I wanted to save it for us. But I get the Sunday paper. After talking with you Friday, holding on to this information, and you know, I kind of gave everybody a little tease that we'd be talking about some really big things that have happened in the program, and then you open it up, and there's a character of Carter Isley in an entire 2-page spread. That's pretty amazing stuff. You know, I don't know if we've had that much attention. You know, we've had a lot of great wrestling over the years, but our program's really been getting a lot of attention lately.
Yeah, we have, and it's kind of overwhelming, actually, because, you know, there's a lot of people pulling us from a lot of different directions, and that's okay. We like the exposure, but we've got a lot left to do as well, and we went and picked up that register when Carter was on the front, and Emma couldn't believe it. She thought they made Carter into a bobblehead. So it was kind of.
I think that's a great idea. I was sitting there looking at that, thinking, you know, Carter's never looked any more handsome than that. You know, he's not here, so I can do that. If he was here, I'd be nervous.
Yeah, well, we can pick on him because he's not going to catch us. But, you know, kind of like me, a short body and a big head. So it was pretty cool. And Andy Hamilton did a great job of putting that piece together. And a little inside story about that. He called me before that went to press and got a couple quotes from me. And I don't know if he wants me to say this or not, but he says, we really are thinking about leaving him off the list, and because he doesn't know if he wants to do football or wrestling. This is a wrestling article. And I said, well, I don't know why you'd want to leave Carter Isley off a wrestling list, but you do whatever you want. And he says, well, what's he going to do? And I says, I can't tell you. So, yeah. And then he ended up getting in the article, which is justifiably so. He's one of the top eight guys in the state. So, you know, and it was good for our program. So really good.
Well, Coach, you know, you think about this coming year. You got a tremendous seniors, and then you got this really huge class of incoming freshmen. None better than Aiden Reeves, and you know, both Aiden and Carter go out to Fargo, and they don't just go out. First of all, to go out there and be on those mats is pretty impressive. But to go out there and to get a couple of All-Americans in different styles of wrestling, of which is kind of hard to prepare for. Some people can go out and they perform in one particular style of wrestling, and mm-hmm. and for someone who's not familiar with the sport, there's different ways that the sport of wrestling can be done. The how the points are collected, those are different strategies. It's kind of like playing rugby and football. They look the same,
right?
But there's different strategies.
Yeah, that's for sure, and I can let Aiden talk and Nick talk a little bit more about it as well. But most guys, when they go up there, they want to focus on one type of wrestling, whether it be Greco-Roman or freestyle, and they focus on one. But Aiden and Carter both went up and wrestled both, and not a lot of guys do that. And I'll let Nick talk later about that. But and that's again why I was so focused on watching them come up through there, is because it doesn't happen very often when you get one double All-American, All-American top eight in Greco and then top eight in freestyle would be a double All-American. And
this isn't just your average local AAU wrestling tournament.
No, these guys are all top-notch wrestlers from all over the country. I saw a statistic: 48 states were represented, and Puerto Rico as well. So, you know, it's guys from all over the country, and you have to qualify to be in the tournament. So it's not like I could just sign up and go, you know, next week. So it's top-notch competition.
Well, we're going to take a time out, come back, and talk with Nick and meet Aiden Reeves in his radio debut. But I promise you, maybe a new name to some of you, but it will be known by many here in a very short period of time. Coach, you can stick around as well?
Sure. Yeah, we'd like to keep him a secret, though, if you don't mind.
Don't think you can do that anymore, Coach. We're going to take a quick time out, come right back. Stay right here. We're going to continue our conversation. Aiden Reeves in the hot seat. And Nick Pickrell's in the house. We're going to come back and continue our talk about some outstanding wrestling right here in Southern Iowa. You're listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Community First Credit Union is your destination for a low-rate auto loan. If you're paying more than 1.99% APR, bring your vehicle loan to us at CFirst. For a limited time only, refinance with us and we'll give you up to 1% APR off your current rate. Plus, get up to $100 cash for bringing your loan to CFirst. It's easy to refinance. Just stop by your local branch or go to c1stcu.com today. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer excludes existing CFirst loans federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll-free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Don't forget, next Saturday, Restoration Day is here in Albia and Bacon Town, KIIC. Bacon Bands and Brew, Bacon Town, 2 to 11 o'clock at Bridgeview Center. Going to be a lot of fun down there. And then, of course, with the Restoration Day activities going right here on the beautiful historic Albia Square, including the road race, 7 o'clock registration, 8 o'clock is the beginning of the race. Also, high school athletes. Some of you may have not participated in football for a while. Maybe you started out in fifth grade and played for a little while and decided that you'd take a little time away from the game. And you haven't been out for a while. Let me tell you, it's never too late to go out and participate in the game of football. Coach Staten is going to have another fantastic football team, and just to be a part of the team. You know, some people think that you got to be out there and be the star. Well, I'll tell you what, even the guys that don't make the football field, and with the Coach Staten system, the two-platoon system, the odds of you getting to play if you come in and commit yourself to the program is pretty darn high. But to be a part of really what's going on here is a tremendous thing, and a lot can be learned from athletics beyond just being a star out there on the football field or on the wrestling mat. And so get out there. Next week they're having the high school football camp. And so even if you haven't been a part of the program, this would be your time to do it. And Coach Staten, if you and I'll give you a number to call. This is my number, 641-932-7163, 932-7163. Maybe you're new to town and you're not familiar with the football program. Well, 932-7163, you can get a hold of me and I'll help you get set up to be a part of the football program. The high school football camp next week, and football season is underway. Nick Pickrell's in the house. Nick, you know, we're talking football. I know you were a great football player as well as a wrestler and love the game, but athletes can do. You can learn so much by just being out and being a part of a team sport. And wrestling is a, you know, it's an individualized. You got to go out and do it individually, but it is a great team sport.
It is, and based off the football, you know, I'm big into athletes doing multi sports. I mean, do something year round. Learn, keep competing year round. You know, don't just try to focus on one sport. You know, be involved in everything, especially in a small town. I mean, take advantage of that and try to do as much as you can. But yeah, as far as wrestling being a team sport, like you said, individuals have to take care of themselves, and in the end, the individuals take care of the team as well. So they go hand in hand. I know it gets called out that there's a point in time where you got to worry about yourself, but you take care of yourself, and the team that takes care of the team as well. So,
well, you know, Nick, I thought, you know, having you here, you know, you've wrestled in these big tournaments. Talking with Nick Pickrell here, we're talking about Aiden Reeves and Carter Isley, who both were doubled All-Americans at Fargo. And Fargo, you know, you've been around the sport. You were at the top of your game in the sport. You really wrestled at the top level, and you know, I think you were the freshman of the year wrestler. You know, and so you've been in those big tournaments. First of all, to get in those tournaments is pretty difficult to do, but then to go out and perform and to do that in two different styles of wrestling, pretty impressive stuff.
Absolutely. Me and Aiden were just talking about it earlier this morning. You know, most people have no idea what just happened. To qualify for the Fargo tournament, for the Iowa, for these guys to qualify alone, they have to place in the top two at the state tournament of freestyle and Greco, or they can place in the top three at a national qualifier. So those are your only options to qualify for this tournament. So then you go from there. Then you throw, you know, 80, 90 kids in a bracket, and then you battle to be an All-American. And for these guys to go up there and a double All-American of both is unbelievable. Like I said, not a lot of people really understand the impact of that and how much work they put in to do that, but the wrestling world does, and the college coaches do as well.
The college coaches have all their eyes on Fargo.
There's every college coach has somebody represent. You know, they're at Fargo. I know Carter's phone's been blowing up since he left Fargo. Nebraska's going to be in town tomorrow. Purdue's coming here next week. I think Coach Brands is coming down to our camp to visit with Carter. I know you and I has already been down, so definitely drew a lot of interest from his results. And, you know, for Aiden to be in his position where he's at to see, you know, where the future goes if he stays on track and just follows the game plan. I mean, he's on the same track as Carter, but he's more advanced at his age than what Carter was. So.
Well, you know the commitment it takes. It's a lot of work and a lot of work. Talk a little bit about those experiences, and then you know, being around Carter and Aiden, you know, you get to see the work ethic these guys have.
I mean, I'll talk about these guys. I don't want to talk about me, but these guys make it easy for me. They're the ones calling me or Dave. Can you guys open up the room here? Can you do this? You know, that's what you want as a coach. These guys are always trying to find a way to get better. I know Aiden, for example, he'll text me and said, "Hey, I was watching this on Flow. We need to work on this. We need to get better at this." The kid is a student of the game, and it shows in his results. I mean, for someone his age to be as dedicated as he is, it's phenomenal. And that's why he's having the results he has had and why his future is so exciting to look forward to.
Well, let's meet Aiden Reeves and his radio debut. Aiden, first of all, incoming freshman, talk a little bit about the experience going to Fargo. First of all, you know, a guy that's wrestled all your life, you've been around it, you know how big Fargo is, and that had to feel really good about qualifying for Fargo. But walking in there and seeing all the athletes, talk about that.
I mean, it was pretty crazy. Like, I heard a lot about Fargo. You know, anybody you've ever heard about or it's anybody that's ever good on the national level is always competing at a high level at Fargo, placing high at Fargo. And it was just a crazy experience. I mean, just going there and hanging out with, like, bumping shoulders with the top-level guys in the nation, you know, top recruits, going Division One. It was a good experience.
You know, having coached you, I got the pleasure of coaching you as a junior high football player, and the thing that I saw about or seen in you was that, you know, mediocrity was not something you really set well with you, and, you know, you were chasing perfection.
Yeah, I always think I kind of like a perfectionist type attitude. I always like to, if I'm going to do something, I want to succeed at it.
Getting out there and then being all those masks now, to me, the mental barrier of the game of wrestling or the sport of wrestling, I don't want to keep on game. I got football in my head here. You know, the sport of wrestling, you know, you really, one of the greatest obstacles is to overcome the mental part of wrestling. And so, you know, knowing now that you can compete at that level, the confidence that comes with that, not the arrogance, the confidence that can come with that certainly has to give you that mental edge that a wrestler's going to need now coming into a high school program where, you know, week in and week out with Coach Winger is going to be scheduling some of the best wrestling opponents there are. So that mental edge, having been and competed in that environment, certainly has to make you feel like you now have a little bit of an edge.
Yeah, I mean, even just showing up at Fargo when I first got there, you're kind of a little shaky about it. You know, huge environment. You know, I've heard about it for a long time. But over the course of the tournament, you kind of just get used to it. You start building up confidence with it, and it's a good thing. I think it'll be a good thing going, knowing I competed at that level, and then coming back to Iowa and competing in high school next year will be a good thing.
New to Albion, what was the experience like, you know, for a young person to move into a community? And you knew there was good wrestling here, but to move in and then to, you know, have to integrate into a whole new school district.
Guys like Coach Pickerel and Coach Winger made it easy for me. I mean, pretty much welcomed in with open arms, and I love it here. I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Well, you know, trying to find the best competition, you know, iron sharpens iron. And I think about having the opportunities in the wrestling room that you have right here. You know, some of the people that are coming into that freshman class with you are some really outstanding wrestlers as well.
I mean, we have a lot of kids that are even, like, just starting up into wrestling again and just I mean, you can just see the raw talent and the raw potential they have, and just over the course of a couple of years, we're going to be really solid, really solid. The freshman class is going to be huge over the next couple of years.
Well, you've got wrestling that you just competed at the highest level. Now you're getting ready to put the football uniform on. Is there time, you know, in your schedule, because I know how much you passion the art of wrestling. Is there still time in your schedule to get some wrestling in?
Oh, for sure. I mean, always working wrestling in. I mean, even doing some of the football stuff kind of correlates into wrestling. I mean, the lifting part of it, I mean, it's good for both. So, yeah.
Well, very proud of you. Congratulations. Tremendous accomplishment. You know, if you stay on that path, you know, you can see that you know the doors start to open for college opportunities. And, you know, I know how you're as competitive in the classroom as you are on the mat. That's a really good compliment.
Yeah, and just keep building forward for the next couple of years. Hopefully wrestling at the highest level eventually.
Well, we also had a chance to catch up with Carter Isley, Aiden's teammate, and was out there at Fargo with him. And Carter Isley had this to say about his experience at Fargo and the upcoming football season as well.
With me now is Carter the Iceman Isley. Carter, first of all, congratulations. You know, two-time All-American at Fargo, one of the largest wrestling events in the entire country, and you go out there and you prove you can wrestle with the best of them.
Yeah, it means a lot to go out there and wrestle the best in the nation and compete with the best in the nation and see how I can do with them.
Two different styles of wrestling, freestyle and Greco, and so, you know, you have to learn those different styles, and some that is their style. So, you know, you've got to improvise and change your style. And so is that difficult to do?
Yeah, a little bit. In Greco, you can't touch the legs at all. And that's pretty tough from transition from Greco to freestyle, where you can touch legs and just do whatever you want. And in Greco, the kid I lost to in the finals didn't even do freestyle. So all he trained was for Greco. So it's pretty tough transition to both.
All the accolades that have been coming your way and the success you're having in the off season are really leading to a lot of eyes around the college world getting a peek at you. And that's a really good thing, but it also brings a little extra pressure. How do you handle all that pressure and maybe that little extra attention you get?
I don't know. I just keep focusing in the wrestling room. Just keep on doing. Just keep practicing hard. Keep working hard. Coaches will call if you keep on working hard and keep proving on the wrestling mat what you can do.
Going to have an excellent team this year, Carter, and you know, you guys by going out to Fargo, you and Aiden, you've shown the world that Albia wrestling is on the map.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be an awesome season. Cannot wait until what we can show Iowa what we can do.
Talk about a little bit about the recruiting process. You know, you're starting to have coaches call you, and you're starting to have programs call you, and talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Nebraska, Purdue, UNI, Iowa, Boise State, they've all been contacting me and stuff and getting a hold of me. Northern Iowa, they came down for a visit. And next week, Nebraska's coming for a visit also.
And you have to make a decision on football or wrestling. What a problem to have.
I know. It's a good problem to have, but it's just going to be a tough decision. It's going to come down to what I love most.
Well, Carter, I know you love Albia a whole bunch, and you know, you guys are focused right now on getting into football, and you'll be taking off the singlet and getting into football. But does your wrestling continue during the football season, or do you really transition to focus on football?
Once in a while after football practice, if it wasn't too tough of practice, I'll go in the wrestling room, work out with Nick a little bit, get a good workout in. But I usually just focus on football a little bit more.
Football season. I got to get a little quick preview while we're talking a little football here. Having a lot of expectations because of the results that football teams had in the past, and so this football team comes in with pretty high regard.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of pressure on us to do good, but I don't know. We did a lot of off-season work. We've been training hard, lifting hard. It's gonna be a great season.
Carter the Iceman Isley. Wow, buddy, this has been a fun ride, but this is your last go around. Is it sunk in that, you know, this is your senior year?
A little bit. It's getting there. Got to make it worth it.
Carter Isley, folks, truly one of the very best and elite of the elite, one of the top heavyweights in the entire country. By most, we'll have him in the top five, and what a great offseason he had and a big season ahead of him.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
A warm, home-like atmosphere awaits those at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Our progressive, professional staff offer 24-hour skilled nursing rehabilitation and outpatient services. We have a comprehensive care plan in place for each patient's individual needs to offer only the highest quality treatment programs. Our interdisciplinary team meets with each resident to determine an all-inclusive care plan. My name is Rachel Gooden, and I'm the new administrator at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, just south of the square in Albia. Call 641-932-7105.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. This week, while supplies last, get Gold Peak Tea, sweetened, unsweetened, and raspberry in six-pack bottles for just $3.99. And there's a super buy on Livingston Cellars wine. 1.5-liter bottles are $4.99 plus deposit. Jim and Charlie's open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Ah, what a busy Saturday morning here. Still got Aiden Reeves in here. And Aiden, before I let you go, buddy, because I'm so excited. You know, when you came to town, I got to meet you for the first time in coaching in football. Just your competitive spirit, you know, the way that you go about it. And you're a tremendous teammate, you know. Wrestling is a great team sport. You know, people look at it on an individual level, and you will be competing individually on that mat. But it's one of those true sports where you have all these people in the wrestling room at one time, and you're going through the weight training, which is really difficult. You've got to go through the physicality it takes to wrestle for 6 minutes on a mat, and it doesn't sound like long until you're the guy on the mat, right? But the camaraderie that you build and the teamwork that takes to really put together a great season as an individual is also the reflection of a great team.
Yeah, you know, just like the struggle of like losing weight and working out hard together as like a team makes, I mean, when you succeed as a team, just makes it that much sweeter.
And have, you know, you see Aiden, when you see Carter do well like that, that had to make you feel like, you know, hey, I got a chance out there too. And kind of inspires you to go out and work a little harder as well.
Yeah, when I see Carter succeed like that and see the praise he gets, I'm like, oh, you know, that's what I want. That's where I want to be. That's where I want to be. You know, he's someone I look up to. I mean, I'm pretty lucky to work out with a guy like that, be around with a guy like that. It's pretty awesome.
Football's coming, buddy. Now, everybody's waiting for me to ask you about the upcoming football season.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Well, congratulations, and man, the best is yet to come. As I look at Aiden Reeves, Nick, you know, you've been around a lot of wrestlers and the program, and boy, this upcoming year, you look at guys like Aiden and Bryce and Blake Lawless. You know, boy, you can't lose track of Bulldog Blake Lawless, and that the names are just going to go along, but you guys are going to have a whole bunch of competition at old wrestling room this coming season.
You know, I'm excited about, you know, mostly you look forward to competitions, going out there and seeing where you're at, but I'm excited to see the guys battle in the room on a daily basis. Like you said, we got some talent top to bottom. I know Aiden talked about that freshman class coming in. I think there's roughly 10 kids that are coming in, and they're going to come in looking for a spot. You know, they have a different mindset than any incoming class that I've been around since I've been back here. I mean, they expect to be on the varsity team, and that's going to push our upperclassmen. And it's going to be a good thing to have some depth in our room this year. You never know with injuries or whatever, so everybody needs to be ready and keep competing, and I'm excited to see how it all pans out.
Coach Winger, before I let you guys go, and talking wrestling right here in the middle of summer, you know, when we're talking wrestling in the middle of summer, there's something important going on.
Yeah, I love it. You know, and just to piggyback on what Nick said a little bit, you know, this upcoming team really reminds me of a team that we had a couple of years ago when Matt White and Dakota Poe were seniors, you know, and the Gannon Osing and Folkerts and Brett and all those guys were coming in, and Shadow and as young kids. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's when our program really took a big step. You know, I can see that type of team this year as well. But, you know, we're looking to get better. We want good results, and we get addicted to bringing hardware home from Wells Fargo. And that's what drives me. I, you know, Aiden was talking about what drives him. And, you know, I like looking at trophies, so it'd be nice to stock up our trophy case a little bit next year.
Well, I have a feeling we'll have to get some wall stretchers.
Well, that'd be good. That'd be good. And one real quick thing as well, and I know we're short on time, but when these guys went up to Fargo, you know, in the Greco division, you know, Carter lost to a national champion, Aiden lost to a national runner-up, and they worked themselves on the backside and won some matches that they probably weren't supposed to win. And you know, Carter was on the front side, obviously, in Greco, but lost to a national champion in freestyle, a kid that signed a letter of intent to play football at UCLA. And I don't know, Aiden wrestled a kid, a national champ, that I don't know if I've seen a kid wrestle that well in a long time at that weight class. So, you know, we can't be content with getting beat by guys anymore, and that's where our program's at right now. You know, when you lose to a national champion, that should spur you on as well. So, you know, next year we'll see where we're at for sure.
Well, Coach, thanks for stopping by. It's going to be a great ride. Nebraska's, I think, going to be in town seeing Carter. I don't, you know, that's going to be pretty exciting stuff. You're a Nebraska guy, but boy, I'll tell you what, Carter looked really good in black and gold.
Yeah, he would. You know, I'm the thing that trumps Nebraska for me is Albia blue. So you know that, and it, just as long as our kids get the opportunity to do what they love to do, that's what we're all about. And you know what? I might say go Hawks if he puts an Iowa singlet on. So,
well, we're gonna keep our eyes on wrestling, folks. So don't forget football coming up next week is the high school football camp. If you have a athlete that's entering into high school, this would be a great opportunity to get them into football. And I know, Coach, it's so important for you to want your guys to go out for all the different sports.
Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, do it like Nick said earlier. And one thing that we forgot to talk about is we've got Brandon Sorensen and Ryan Morningstar coming in next weekend, and talk about two high-level guys. You know, again, an opportunity for these kids to learn from the best. We're just so fortunate to have the ability to give these kids opportunities.
The connections that you know that's one of the things I think is really tremendous about our wrestling program is, you know, you got so many good connections, and now with all the attention that's been coming our way from the success from the wrestling programs, Nick, to get those two guys in, you know. Having wrestled in all these different large events and having wrestled where you've wrestled at, and you've got these great connections.
Yeah, I mean, and just going back with using the connections with these guys at Fargo, you know, I had one of my best buddies that coaches at UNI now was coaching Aiden all the way through, and Coach Morningstar was coaching Carter all the way through, you know. So to be able to get those guys in the corner was tremendous. It kind of stirred up a little fight with me because I was getting text messages from both of them fighting over trying to get coach both of them, so I split them up a little bit to keep everybody happy. But yeah, being able to bring Brandon Sorensen down and Ryan Morningstar, you know, we've done it for the past 4 years. You know, those guys are more like best friends to me than, you know, anything else, and so that's what I'm excited about, to get those guys down in Albia again and just hang out for a few days and, you know, help our program and help Southern Iowa wrestling and improve and, you know, make the whole area better.
When's that? That's coming up
August 8th and 9th.
Okay, yep. So folks, you want to be there August 8th and 9th. That's knocking on the door, 1 week away. Yep. So we'll see if we can get those guys in here too. It's going to be a busy Restoration Day weekend, but we can get them on the air. That'd be great.
Yep, absolutely. And like I said, I think Coach Brands is going to come down one of the days to visit with Carter and hang out with him. So it's going to be a good weekend.
Coach, you got your running shoes on? Because, you know, the road race at 8 o'clock and then wrestling the rest of the day.
Yes, and maybe we can get Brands to run the 5K, huh?
Let's do it. the challenge is down.
There you go.
All right. Hey, folks, thanks for stopping by the Coach's Corner this morning. A great week here to celebrate wrestling and open up the door for football. Aiden Reeves in his radio debut. Hit it out of the park, Coach. All right, folks, you're going to stay right here as we get ready for a full season of football. Friday Night Lights coming your way. Don't forget Bacontown next week at Bridgeview Center, 2 to 11 o'clock at night, and sponsored by Cargill, KIIC. And Restoration Days here in Albia is Norman Rockwell's backdrop, which is the Monroe County Historic Square. will be the site of the Restoration Days. You want to be here. 7 o'clock is the registration for the road race. 8 o'clock, the race starts. And then we'll be on the bandstand at 9 o'clock bringing you this show. Another Coach's Corner brought to you by Community First Credit Union in the books. Have a great weekend.